Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
By now, you've probably heard about this incredible prison escape that people are calling a real life
Shawshank Redemption. I said that this morning. Are there people referring to it that as well?
I'm reading from some news sources, and people are calling these two guys who've escaped from prison in New York State the real life Andy Dufresne, because these guys cut through steel. They're two convicted killers, horrific crimes. One's in jail for killing a police officer, the other for murdering and dismembering his boss. So these are dangerous dudes. They're in a maximum security prison.
Well, obviously not that maximum.
They had somehow these two guys got power tools. They got power tools. They said there was construction going on in the prison, so that somehow they came across these power tools. So they used them to get through the walls and then crawl through a pipe, just like in Shawshank Redemption. And then the escape ended at a manhole cover blocks away. They left a note for the authorities that said, "Have a nice day."
Apparently it was pornographic innate, not maybe pornographic, but
that.
It had to be blocked out when they showed it on television.
Yeah,
there was some picture they drew, but you couldn't show on television.
I suppose in prison, you get very good at drawing dirty things, making your own dirty little comics. And then they piled clothes inside their beds at the Clinton Correctional Facility to make it look like they were asleep in their cells. Seriously, this still works?
It's Shawshank Redemption right there.
Right? This guy, one of the guys who is 34, this is the second time he's escaped from prison. The second time he escaped from an Erie County jail in June 1986, eventually caught and returned to prison. And they think that perhaps these guys could be in Canada because it was New York State that they escaped from.
As soon as they mentioned that on the news last night, I got up from my couch and locked my front door immediately.
Polly, I don't think they're going to try and stay on the down low, I'm guessing. But because there are a lot of people looking for them, roadblocks and all of this kind of stuff. But you're right. I mean, they're going to have to get some money or something to wear or a sandwich from somewhere.
Yeah.
Probably have split up. But unbelievable when you see the lengths these guys went to. But again, I guess they have a lot of time on their hand. And from Twitter this morning, this guy in New York State on Twitter says, Andy Dufresne, lead character in Shawshank Redemption. Andy Dufresne barely got a little rock hammer past the fuzz, and these two had power tools. It's insane. So, like Polly, lock your doors, perhaps.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.